Flash Radio.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio at youcanruninternational.com. That's radio at youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Wow, I was actually going through some promos today for some bands. And I'm telling you what, folks, you want to talk about the base resort? They just don't even care what they look like anymore. I mean, beards, bald heads. I mean, it's so bad sometimes when I'm looking at their pictures that I can literally smell their breath. Now, the reason I say that, I'm the drummer for a band called Junkyard Prophet, an international band. Matter of fact, if you'd like to check us out online, it's Junkyard Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, junkyardprophet.com. We've had about four or five videos go out internationally with the potential of 444 million households to see that. Actually, those videos. So if you'd like to check those out, please do. Junkyardprophet.com, junkyardprophet.com. Now, to say that, again, to say this, when I was listening to that music, I was like, I like that intro. I really like that music. And I started going online because we're going to be doing some new videos coming up here pretty quick. And when I looked at them, I just think, wow, okay, it's got to be something wrong with these. I mean, they're like 20 and 30 years old. And they look like hippies from the 60s. Like, they look like some, I don't know, nasty is the word, yes. They look like they were part of like the Charles Manson cult or something, like before I was born. Just real creepy looking. So I went to another band and it's like, wow, you guys just really don't care about the way you look anymore. Back in the 80s, the guys really cared about the way they looked. I mean, a lot of these guys look prettier than women did, which is an abomination within itself. But hey, if you look it and you got it, go ahead and flaunt it, I guess. That was the thing to do back in the 80s. So anyways, I just thought I'd share that. I liked the music. I was going through the promos and I about gagged myself watching some of these websites and their videos and their promos, and it was just like, wow, oh, wow. I mean, talking about shooting for the floor, folks. People don't care about the way they look anymore. And literally, I mean, let me say this one more time and reiterate it one more time. I mean, you could smell some of their breath. They were just so bad. Growth of the word. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is today, May 30th, Wednesday, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, heads up, if this is the first time you've listened to the show, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of because they hate truth, the voice of pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, which to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise because we love freedom, right? We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're posting stuff all day long, folks. If you'd like to check me out on my Facebook, and if you're not a lunatic, a weirdo, an enemy, a scoffer, an atheist, then you know what? I'd love to have you on my Facebook. It's Bradley Dean on Facebook. That's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter, that is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Now, folks, I noticed this. In Minneapolis, we were on Salem Communications for 10 years. We did a two-hour program every weekend. People like to call in on the second hour, not the first hour. We're only allotted 1 hour, by choice, of course, because of time restraints, because we're out there making news. We're not news reporters. We're making the news. That's what leaders do. That's what patriots do. That's what conservatives do, is they make news. They fight for their liberties, just like in honor of the fallen veterans. Please call us the first hour, not the second hour. We love having you weigh in. You have 53 countries worldwide listening to you on a daily basis. So go ahead and throw it out on the table. Tell them your thoughts. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. If you want to know why all the networks are saying the same thing, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. All the networks are owned by the same people worldwide. You see a story break and everybody else picks it up, and there goes the state-run media just falling right in line with the bone that was thrown to them, because, again, it's all coming from the same source. Well, you know what? It's one thing to give the people the problems. That's fine. But give people the answers. And as Woodrow Wilson rightly said, if people don't know where they came from, how do they know where they're going? Well, we always want to give you the answers after we show you the problems. That's how you have freedom. You bring forth the law unto judgment and establishing righteousness and peace. If there is no judgment, then you have no peace. That's why cops are called peace officers, because they enforce the laws of the land against crime. Now, folks, this is what I want to ask you, and I'm going to leave this with you before we come to our next segment, because I love this train of thought. What is the message, folks, when politicians, major networks, bankers, government, when they commit crimes, and that's all they have to do after they commit their crime, they say, disingenuously, of course, they're sorry? And the only reason they're sorry, folks, is because they were caught. That was the only reason. And that is the only reason they apologize. These are the servants of the people. And the question I have for you is, are they above the law? I mean, can they administer the law to which they themselves are not subject? I mean, is there like a special law which gives them permission to do that which is wrong and get away with it? Well, that's what they're teaching the American people. On a daily basis, only if you tolerate it, though. Well, what happens when crime goes unpunished? You only encourage criminals to flourish. That's what we're going to be talking about. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-997.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and, of course, a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. www.sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now the question I asked right before the break was, what is the message, folks, when politicians, major networkers, bankers, those in government commit crimes? And that's all they have to do is say disingenuously that they were sorry for committing the crime. Are these servants of the people above the law, I asked you? They can administer to the law in which they themselves are not subject? And then I asked the question, is there like a special law which gives them permission to do that which is wrong? And they can get away with it. And I said that's exactly what they're teaching the people on a daily basis, if the people tolerate it. Because we hear all day long on almost any network I turn on, except GCN, of course, I hope. Right, Ted? That when crime goes unpunished, crimes flourish. Now, this all started yesterday on the radio show when Jake had brought up judgment. And I said, isn't it interesting, back in the day when Abraham Lincoln was killed, those conspirators were all rounded up and they were publicly hanged. And they were publicly hanged for the very purpose, because they were following scripture, that if you commit the crime of murder, you're going to be hung publicly. And that puts the fear of God in others not to commit the crimes. See, like if you look at statistically, states where they have the death sentences for certain crimes, those crimes are lower in rate than in states where they allow those crimes to be allowed, where there's not a death sentence. That's only common sense. See, the enforcement of the law deters crime. But what we're being taught today is when they commit the crime, whoever they may be, all of a sudden they're not to be held accountable, as if there's no consequence to the laws that they break. Like there's a special law for them that they can go ahead and break, and it's right for them, but it's wrong for us. That is completely backwards. It's completely distorted. And I want to say this firstly. Let's just go to the Bill Clinton impeachment, just case in point. By the way, the impeachment came about because of Chinagate, not Monica Lewinsky. Just thought I'd share that with you. But why wasn't the impeachment brought forth to righteousness? Why wasn't he fully impeached? I'll tell you why. Because you had a bunch of compromised men around him that wouldn't impeach him because they themselves don't want to be impeached. And it's gotten that far in this country because the people have tolerated the politicians to commit any crime that they want. Like they have some sort of congressional immunity, people. Like it's okay for them to do whatever they want, but you better obey the laws of the land. I mean, it's like Tim Geithner. I mean, the guy oversees the IRS. And his nickname is what? He's a tax fraud. I mean, this is incredible, folks. But what happens when you enforce the laws against those crimes that anybody commits, especially those that work for you, America? Crimes are going to be deterred. They're not going to be allowed to commit the crime. They're going to be afraid to commit the crime because their laundry is going to be hung out for the whole world to see, and they don't want to see that. See, politicians are about saving face all the time. And they've deceived themselves into thinking they really have saved face when, in fact, they've lost it. They lose face because of their hypocrisies. Listen to what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, "No law can give me the right to do what is wrong," of all people to say it. Sounds like Nixon. It reminds me of Nixon when he would say these patriotic statements. And it's like, dude, why don't you apply that to yourself first? Practice what you preach, friend. No law can give me the right to do what is wrong. Here, let me give you a couple examples. In 1992, a man was busted 18 times for drinking and driving. The judge that works for the people, that's to enforce the laws of the land unto judgment, so we have peace and safety and security as a population at large. This judge thought it would be funny. He thought it would be his job to tell the offender that drove 18 times drinking and driving, see how he was encouraged to commit the crime? He didn't understand the word no because the law never enforced him to understand what the word no means. The judge looked at him and said, "Boy, you need to move closer to the liquor store." Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? This is what conservatives are allowing all day long in this country. This is what professed Christians are allowing all day long in this country and supposed patriots. They turn it off because they're offended at the truth. A man in 1992 was busted 18 times for drinking and driving, and the judge's sentence was to move closer to the liquor store. Oh, friends, I want to share one thing with you. One person every 50 minutes in this country dies because of someone that doesn't understand the word no to drinking and driving. Last year alone, according to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, 10,839 people died in your country because the judges, soft judges, produce hardened criminals, thought it would be their duty to go ahead and just slap their hands. I mean, after all, it made us a whole bunch of money. Should that judge not be held accountable for the crimes committed by the person that he just left off of consequence for breaking the law? Yes, he should. Hold the judges accountable. Both of them are acting in a criminal manner in this particular situation. But let me give you an analogy of a good judge. There was a guy named Maximum Judge John Wood. They called him Maximum John Wood because if you were busted with the smallest amount of drugs, I don't care what it was, in his county in Texas, he would give you the maximum sentence. So guess what people would do? They wouldn't commit the crime of drug trafficking or possession of drugs in any sense of the word because they were afraid they would stand in front of Maximum John Wood. It sounds like my Lord. It sounds like my God in Jesus' name. He's not to be meddled with. He's not to be played with. And by the way, this is the government's job. Maximum John Wood was such a good judge We all heard of Woody Harrelson before, haven't we? The actor, you know, White Men Can't Jump. His daddy was a criminal. His daddy was busted by some drug dealers in Texas. Woody Harrelson's father was hired by these drug dealers that were busted in Texas for drug possession. And they gave him $250,000 to shoot John Wood, Maximum John Wood, the good judge. Sounds like my Lord, doesn't it? They went and crucified him because he was the light of the world. He uncovered their darkness, John 15. This is what good judges do when they love their country. They magnify the laws according to their love for their country and their people. And how much they hate crime. And how much they love freedom. So Woody Harrelson's dad went and allegedly got a gun and shot Maximum John Wood in the back of the head. Because they were afraid of the law. They were afraid of the law. If I can reverse my course for just a moment. There's a man in the state of Minnesota. His name just happens to be James Dean of all names. But he's a sort of a Maximum John Wood, too. If you get busted in his county in Cambridge, Minnesota, for drinking and driving, he gives you the maximum sentence. We had a conversation with him on the phone. Great guy. Folks, let me say something. Guess where all the partiers don't go? They don't go into his county. Why? Because they don't want to face him. Did you know that in Las Vegas, they don't have a problem with drugs on the strip? You want to know why they don't have a problem with the drugs on the strip, friends? Because they enforce the laws against those that commit the crimes there because they want to make sure that uncles and aunts and grandpas and grandmas and moms and dads come and spend millions and billions of dollars at their casinos every year. Oh, I get it. So where they don't want crime, they enforce the laws. Bingo. Bingo. Whatever works for them. Bingo. Can you imagine if every patriot and Christian in this country magnified the Mosaic Institution, which God gave unto them, towards crime in this country? It would flee away in a week, friends, because it's not tolerated. And if you love the veterans for what they have done, you would, out of gratitude and a thankful heart, magnify those laws because of just that, their sacrifice. Now you want to know why I serve Christ. God gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why. Don't ever forget that. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you some four instances. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Now, folks, really quick, I got to share this story. So if I can have a little break in the action here. So I was at home today, and I always go home, drop the kids off, because they homeschool. And after school, I brought them in the house and pinched my wife on the side a little bit. And she goes, ow! She said to me, she goes, how would you like me to grab some leaner meat on one of your legs and do that? I said, well, listen, first of all, it wouldn't hurt if it wouldn't have been there. And I said, don't you tell me that was lean. I said, that's Dairy Queen. That isn't lean. No! So the point, folks, you see, I go into my black mode because I got black roots. Just check out our guitar player. He'll tell you all about it. But the fact of the matter is I'm shouting it out because I get excited about certain things around here, and I'm just looking at all these girls. And the ministry are producers. Two of them are girls, and then we have another one in the back. Her name is Nicole, and I looked over at her, and I said, man, you know, this is what I did with Stephanie, and she just didn't get what the deal was. I'm trying to say, honey, that wasn't lean. I'm trying to say that was Dairy Queen. It's like this. The other day she said to me, I lost 10 pounds. I said, no, honey, turn around. I think I found it. So that's all I'm trying to say. Hey, tell the truth and shame the devil. That's all you have to do. You know, there wouldn't be fat people in the world if we would tell them quit eating so much. I can tell you a story there, but I won't. Should I tell the story? I will, just for the sake of telling you the story, because I got everybody involved now. On Geraldo, probably about 15 years ago, there was this large man. He was so big, he was laid out on a bed. They said he had an eating disorder, that he was sick, not responsible. And as I looked at him on the television program, I noticed that the cameraman kept going back to him in the guest audience. And, of course, the guest audience had tears in their eyes. So I'm looking at him thinking, whoa, I kind of feel bad for him. And everybody was feeling sorry for this man that was so big he couldn't even get off the couch. As a matter of fact, he literally could not walk through the door anymore. And everybody was feeling sorry for him. And of course, he was sick, not responsible. And all of a sudden, the camera crew, they made a mistake. They pulled the camera back. And when they pulled the camera back, I noticed right under this big man's face, who couldn't help himself because he was sick, not responsible, I noticed a big plate of food right under his face. And I said to myself, wait a second. He ain't sick. He's just making bad choices, because I noticed it was his hand taking the food and stuffing it in his own face. Did you know that America fell for the fact that he was sick? Nobody loved him enough to get in his face and tell him the truth. Since then, he died. And when they took his body out of that room, they had to cut the walls out. I'm not kidding you. I kid you negative. So to take it to a humorous point, to a serious point, we really need to make responsible choices in everything we do. So don't tell me it's lean when it's Dairy Queen. Everybody gets the point. I digress. Folks, we've been talking about why is it that politicians or bankers or corruption in government, they get away with the crime, and that's all they have to do is disingenuously tell the American people they're sorry when they're busted. And the other reason they're sorry is because they themselves have been caught. And then I asked the question, they administer to the law which they themselves are not subject? No, America, we don't tolerate that. And then I said, is there a special law which gives them permission that they can go ahead and do the wrong thing? Absolutely not. And I'll tell you how it doesn't fly is when the American people put their foot down it and say, no way. And that's exactly right. The enforcement of the laws keep the American people free. And that's where I'm bringing it. There's not a special exemption for people that work for us, folks, to break the laws. Never. Because when we do that and we overlook it, then there's a perversion of law. It's called resting judgment, perverting judgment. And that doesn't fly with God. We got Dave real quick. We got Bradley and Jake's not here today, but you got Bradley on the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, I mean, I kind of wanted to go off the vein that you were just talking about. I mean, laws are the things that keep us free. And if we stray from those laws, we're no longer free because we're serving either ourselves or whatever. It's up to us what we're going to serve. But you see a lot of Christians in the church today doing the same thing. Oh, well, it's cool. You know, I don't really have to do it. I don't really have to do that kind of stuff, you know, because Christ is who he is, you know.
Yeah.
But ultimately, is that what keeps us free?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not really.
Dave, what they do is they say, yeah, you know, we'll just go ahead and use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. We know that it was our sins that put Christ up on the cross. And, you know, I can just go ahead and do what I want. He's going to overlook everything. I'm trying to figure out what Bible these people are reading. And you know, by the way, it's called lasciviousness. It's not grace. They look for the softest pillow to lay their heads upon, and they do what they want to do, and they think they're heaven bound. Like God can't wait for them to get there or something. No, it's completely backwards, and it's unjust, and it's a lack of law. And by the way, Christ did not come to abrogate the law. He came to manifest and magnify and fulfill all righteousness through the law. He said, I didn't come to abrogate the law. I didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. I came to fulfill. And where people are getting this false grace, I have no idea, but they are. Because it's being preached from the pulpits, and when you look behind the pulpits, you can see who the compromisers are. It's like when people in this country complain about politicians, you can see who the ones that are compromising. It's the people that are compromising that they allow the politicians to become corrupt. And that's exactly what they do. They're only doing what the American people allow them to do. It's called taking responsibility, America. Here, let me give you a couple analogies here. Daniel Webster gave us the answer when he said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. He said, our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence, America. I must confess, said Daniel Webster, that I do apprehend some danger. I feel that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct. Their conduct. You can't go ahead and pull the beam out of somebody else's eye until you first pull it out of your own eye, said Christ. We got to practice what we preach before we preach it, because we will be tried by that fire. I go on. Daniel Webster says that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. That's right. America, when you allow those in governments
to commit crimes against you, you're allowing designing men, and you're becoming the instruments of your own undoing. Your undoing, not theirs. That's why I'm so humored when I hear people say, oh, well, you know, it'll take care of itself. It'll all come out in the laundry. I know. Just ignore your freedom, America, because let me tell you what, it's going away if you let it go away. Daniel Webster goes on, make them diligent and intelligent. And he said, they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. Folks, just this week, listen to this. Secret Service Director Mark Sullivan has apologized for the conduct of employees caught on Columbia prostitution scandal. At a Senate hearing on the scandal, Sullivan apologized for the conduct of these employees and the distraction it has caused. Wait, prostitution is illegal. Doesn't anybody think it's kind of bizarre that the Secret Service would be out having a little heyday with a bunch of prostitutes illegally? When it's their job to protect the president of these United States? Or is that tolerated? Are the baser sort of tolerated around this administration? Because after all, they're not doing anything that the administration isn't doing. In other words, they don't have anything on the administration that the administration doesn't have on them. They blackmail each other is what I'm saying. Here's another question for you on the Secret Service. A lot of times people are thinking, man, they're just there to protect the president. Really? Who does the Secret Service work for, friends? You ever think maybe the Secret Service is there to protect special interests and they're watching the president to make sure he stays in line? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here, let me give you one from the past. Governor Elliot Spitzer apologized for being caught on a federal wiretap arranging to meet with a high-priced prostitute at a Washington hotel. Governor Elliot Spitzer. Wow. He's committing adultery against his own state. Folks, that was the big deal with Bill Clinton back in the day. If he can't be faithful to his wife, how can he be faithful to his country? And then you find out he was being impeached for Chinagate because he was selling military secrets to the Chinese government? Yeah! If a man can't be faithful to his God, he cannot be faithful to his people. Don't ever forget that. Back to Governor Elliot Spitzer. The governor's statement came 4 days after federal prosecutors in New York announced charges against four people accused of running an international prostitution and money laundering ring that catered to big spenders. Whoa! Spitzer, who is married with three children, prosecuted at least two prostitution rings in New York as attorney general. Folks, he thinks he's above the law. Let's go back to New York really quick. U.S. Rep. Anthony Weiner, about a year and a half ago, Monday, apologized for lying about the incident and admitted carrying on inappropriate relationships with several women he had met online. Yet he was a rep for the people in New York. Folks, if they can't be faithful to God and to their own oath, they will not be faithful to you, and don't forget it. CNN reports on the Pentagon, 5,200, listen to me, 5,200 employees purchased child pornography. And after prosecuting a very few officials, investigations were halted due to the lack of resources while hundreds and possibly thousands of guilty officials got off the hook. Child pornography. Pentagon, 5,200 members, but they have all the resources they need to make sure that me and you, us little peasants in this country, are violated as we go through the airport and as we come back through the airport. Isn't that right? Isn't it interesting how that works? Folks, when you're not faithful to God, look what happens. We'll be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Lighten it up again. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com or be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. Talking about corrupt politicians. Oh, hey, folks, let me kind of give you an analogy of a banker because I brought that up at the beginning. Just apologizing. The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase offered a quick but blunt apology to shareholders Tuesday for ripping them off. I'm sorry. Is that what he did? Yeah. Apology to shareholders Tuesday for a $2 billion trading loss that should never have happened. Was it their money? No. And survived a push to strip him of the title of chairman of the board. Sounds like he's got a little high, help in high places, huh, friends? But I'll tell you what, the American people zero in on him. He ain't going to fly. He's going to end up in jail right where he belongs. So we can go on and 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 on. You guys want to hear me sing a song now, right? Folks, criminals mock society's laws. I'll tell you what, the dealings that I have had with politicians, these people, the ones that I have had dealings with politicians, and it's not been many, and there's a reason for that, because I don't tolerate their garbage, their compromise. I cannot stand compromised men. I can't stand them. I won't tolerate them. Because you can't trust them. These people think for some reason you work for them rather than them working for you. I just said criminals mock society's laws. Yes, they do. Your compassion, America, is a weakness that your enemies do not and will not share. Criminals thrive on the indulgences of society's understandings. Oh, they understand. Surely they've made it. Oh, who are you to judge? Like you've never done anything wrong before. $2 billion? I'm a governor and I'm a part of a prostitution ring. I work for the Pentagon and I'm downloading child pornography. I work for the Secret Service protecting the president's life and I'm out hanging out with a bunch of prostitutes in a different country. We've all made mistakes. Wow. I've never made them mistakes. Because if I did, you know why? And you know what happened if I did, friends? I'd be in jail. But not these guys. They just say they're sorry. They're sorry for what they've done. I'm sorry we've been preying on little kids. A felony offense. Sorry about that. Yeah, I just ran into a girl, and little did I know I had to pay her to have sex with her. I'm sorry, she was a prostitute. That's why she took your money, dummy. Either you're blind or stupid, or you're stupid and you're blind. I mean, you act like someday those that commit crimes, you're not going to have to answer to a just and a holy God. Listen to this carefully, folks. And the kings of the earth, the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every freeman hide themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountain. Whoa, what are they so afraid of? And these men that I just identified said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath cometh, and who shall be able to stand? Whoa, they figured it out too late, after the fact, didn't they? Because the preacher of the day isn't doing his job. When you live in darkness, the only light you have, folks, is the truth. It'll do you well to stick to the light that not only exposes but refuses the darkness, for there is liberty. Jesus came down to the earth to set men free from their sins, not in their sins. Sins means violation of God's law, 1 John 3:4. Listen to what Ben Franklin said. He said, a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. I cannot stand listening to programs where they just talk about how bad everything's going. I cannot stand how everybody will tell me all the problems. They just rain down on you. Well, give me the answer. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to give it to you right now. Don't tolerate it. Don't tolerate it. It's that simple. 1 Chronicles 22:13. Then shalt you prosper, America. If you take heed, pay careful attention to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of a good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed. Don't tolerate it. By the way, Moses is on top of the Supreme Court with the Ten Commandments in his hand. It says, justice, the guardian of liberty. Just thought I'd tell all some of you enlightened ones out there what the facts are. Because I know facts are stubborn things. And facts seem to be a lot of people's stumbling block today in this country because they think they can rewrite their own history now and it's just going to work out. Well, you're sadly mistaken. If we go back in history and learn from guys like, I don't know, George Washington, General George Washington, who fought the Revolutionary War, he's seen the price front lines as to what it would take for liberty to come forth and to maintain it. Hey, can you throw up John Adams's quote on the price of liberty? How he said he'd repent in heaven if men don't uphold what they painstakingly brought forth. Let's go to George Washington really quick, and I want you to hear this because I know we got some compassionate, unchristian-like folks out there who just think that, you know, the law is just too hard. I know we can see the fruit
your barren tree all over our country. This is the story of George Washington, and it's a true story told of Major André. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. You know what they would do to this guy today? By the way, folks, they'd probably just let him go back home so he can commit the crime again and again and again, so he can be thrown back into rotation to destroy the country. Major André had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, in accordance with the laws of nations, be put to death. On the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes and pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned for his crimes against America. In the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, Washington so loved his country that he knew if such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. So therefore, justice had to be satisfied. How every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. But Washington knew it could not go unpunished. By the way, you just had a caller up there, and I didn't see it on the screen. Sorry. Sorry about that caller. Boy, he's gone because I didn't see it. So here we are today in America. Here we are. So how are you going to respond to the next news release on the corruption of some government agency? It's happening all day long. And again, it's going to continuously rain down upon you, America, until you say you've had enough. Enough is enough. And I'll tell you who's saying enough is the new generation. I had a lady a couple weeks say back, you know, the end times. I said to her, listen, ma'am. And she knew I was jacked. That means angry to the young people. I said, I'm not in a position to listen to that kind of rhetoric around me. I said, my generation has to fight for a future because the last four and five generations have dropped the ball on us. So don't talk about your end times garbage with me, folks. The reason there's an end times, if you remember right, as a matter of fact, you can go to scripture and see where Jesus was going to the cross. He said, if they'll do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? The people of the day allowed the crucifixion, is what he was saying. I end with this, folks. John Adams said, posterity, that's you. You will never know how much it cost the present generation to preserve your freedom. I will hope that you will make good use of it. Because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. I love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook, EE. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Yes, we are the sons of liberty.